Blog Talk Radio.
We stopping that shit. Check game. You really need to know the answer. You need to know the answer to all the different questions. There's not one answer for all the questions. There's different answers for different questions that you need to know. You need to know those answers. Let me ask you something. Now, I'm not political, but I am going to talk about that Donald Trump. I just want to know, because there was a lot of people supporting Donald Trump. A lot of people that was listeners of my show. And they you know, stood up for Donald Trump and the various things he was doing. Now, what I'm saying is the truth. We need to know the answer. When is it apparent that something is not what a person says it is? What I'm saying is, to me, it's just amazing that people still believe Donald Trump. He's delusional. I mean, I know you remember that 50-minute speech that he gave, and it was banned on all networks because of the number of lies, provable lies, in the fucking shit. Oh, God, 917, you coming on already, brother? What's up? I got you. What's happening, 917?
Hey, how you doing, boy? What's going on, man?
I'm good.
It's Leslie from New York.
This is who?
It's Leslie Cherry from New York.
Leslie, what's going on, man? What's happening?
Oh, man, how you doing, man? Listen, I just got these two iPhones from Verizon, and I wanted to get online and do my social media thing and vlog about, you know, something special. But I wanted to know, you know, all I learned from you on the course and watching your shows, how could I start something like that up on a swaggy level? You know, I got a little spring in my step, so.
Wait, Leslie. There is no pattern. There is no particular way to do it, because many people are on this goddamn medium, and they did it their way. I did it my way. I didn't know, you know, what somebody else did, except get on there, be on there, and talk some whatever shit about whatever shit you've been, you know, talk about, and make sure your shit is correct. That's all I did.
Okay.
Because you got to expose yourself, man. Get out there.
But, you know, it's been a while since I've been out
there. Hey, I
don't want to
hear all the bullshit. Hey, Leslie, all that shit is bullshit. It has been a while. It don't matter. Put your shit to work right now. Fuck the bullshit.
Okay.
All right, man.
Hey, to all the callers, shout out, man. You know, but it's been a great influence.
All right, man. Cool. See, the thing about Trump is that he tells so many lies. No one can really believe where he says he's coming from. He's still pushing that shit, and supposedly sane people are lining up to believe his fucking ass. Now, I'm saying, dude, you got to think about it, man. They're making all these accusations, everything they're saying, and you're not asking for any proof. You're just listening to it and accepting it. And on the other hand, the opposite side is coming up with emails, dates, letters, conversations, all kinds of proof that the motherfucker did what they're saying he did. But I'm telling you, there are sane black people who agree it was a shame the way they treated Trump. If there was any kind of evidence at all, if he could bring any proof of what this motherfucker claimed, he got all kinds of lawyers. He didn't have 75 cases, brought 75 cases to federal courts, 50 of the judges he chose, and not one of them, not one judge saw the sense in what he was saying. Come on, man. What I'm saying is this, fellas, if there was any evidence at all, think that what he's saying could possibly be true, don't you think judges that he appointed would rule on his side? With all this, you guys still say, man, it's a shame how they treated Trump. But you don't say what they did. You just say it's a shame. Man. You'd expect a ex-president to stand strong, especially in times of crisis when it's occurring about some shit he did. I can't understand human beings are still following this crazy man. Okay, all right. Enough about politics. We ain't got nothing to do with politics, no way. Sometimes shit just be on my mind, man, and I gotta say something. Now, on a brighter note, let's agree. I can only go by what you put as your contact information to get you what you pay for. Can we agree to that? Now, I know you guys think I'm amazing, but am I supposed to know that you're ordering from one email and you want me to send your purchased material to another email that you don't even say you want me to send it to? Then you complain to PayPal that I'm ripping you off. Good thing I got a multi-year history with them. And on 5 different occasions, I had a complaint. Each one of them was resolved in my favor. And now they simply take the complaint. As long as I can show them I sent you what you ordered, I'm protected. Why? Because PayPal know that these are electronic files. And they know people. People order e-files and then they copy them and then they want their fucking money back. So I'm protected because one complaint every fucking few years ain't shit to PayPal, especially when I resolve it. Some dudes are made for my shit, and they start seeing results immediately. Now check this out, but that often the spit. People be listening to my shit for years, and finally, they're getting what the course is about. See, spitting the truth can catch a lot of women, if that's what you're trying to do. But it's not going to catch just any bitch. It's going to catch the bitches that's cool what the fuck you say out your mouth. I mean, this shit is insane if you really look at it. All you have to do is say what you really think. And you could be a winner. Why aren't there more winners? Some motherfuckers run from what they see in me. But the few that don't, they be the motherfuckers that I can have living this life for years. And they want to do as I have done. Have people, bitches, everybody waiting on me hand and foot. Why? because of what I represent. I'm not saying niggas is weak doing some shit for me. I'm saying motherfuckers want to help a motherfucker that's doing some positive shit. So whenever I can, I take advantage of whatever help is offered to me. You know, you wish you had the nerve to fucking enroll in SWU and see if this shit I'm saying could be you. Well, bro, it can be you. It can be you hitting me with words echoing the same fucking shit. Especially since it's only 1500. Well, next semester, it'll be 1,000. And then two semesters later, it'll be 1500. But like I say, I put my shit out there. No matter what the cost to me, all I know is I'm down and dirty, and this Abadaba I represent always come through for me. And I want you to be able to say this. I win because I'm down and dirty. I stay down. I'm always playing. It be peace. And if you work hard for your benefit, now you hear what I'm saying, if you work hard for your benefit, you will see a big difference. It's when you don't do anything. You just want shit. And you just wait for shit. That's when you don't get shit. Get off that fucking treadmill. 2022 is going in. And as I did last year, I'm doing it again this year. I'm giving you a chance to say what you did this fucking year, every year. Because every year people make resolutions. Do you keep your resolutions? I keep mine. Even if you don't list some of the things you accomplished this year, you should holler at me if you did accomplish things you resolved to do. But I don't get the conversation. I don't get the callers. I just get people who are fakes. They just want to hide behind the computer, say little shit, slick shit, drop a love here, agree with this there, but they don't want to represent their motherfucking self. They want to be the anonymous many. Man, I've been a target all my motherfucking life. I know how to recognize what or who to take seriously. People who hide out behind the computer are what is what really promote others to check out my shit. You hiding, you won't say shit. And other motherfuckers are just tuning in. They get the nerve to dial in. I will never be a person to not move ahead. That's why in 2022, you know, trolls, haters, and every other motherfucker will have a lot to talk about fucking with me. Troll my school, troll my motherfucking episodes, troll my videos, because most of you motherfuckers who live behind this fucking computer screen don't have a life, no way. Shit. I should get 100 or 200 comments from you motherfuckers today about this shit. But it is what it is, and I can stand it. I can stand whatever the fuck you got to offer. But motherfuckers are allowed to be who they are, who they truly are. You don't have to do anything. All you have to do is give them a platform to show who they are. They will show themselves by what they say and do. I know that. I know my life irks hella people. But I surely hope they don't think I care enough to stop. Man. Yeah, I ain't finna stop. I ain't finna stop. Worth a fuck. I'm on it till I drop. Period. I'm a need to accept that shit is gonna happen. Negative shit. Trolls trolling me. You know, trolling my posts. But at Southwark University, we require 90 to 100% GPA. And that's if you want to receive a diploma. Why? Because Southwark University believe there is a such thing as perfection. And as long as we believe it's a such thing, we can chase that ghost. There is a certificate of completion that all the students get upon completing the course. But since we focus on becoming the best we can be, most of the students opt to return another semester. Fuck that goddamn certificate. They want a diploma. Honesty is the first rule of being a confident man. Which is why I post the graduation percentages, knowing full well it's low. Because fuck it. However, at the end of the month, I'll be proud to graduate whatever percentage it is, high or low. See, this is fantastic, given the fact the school is only coming up on its like fifth year anniversary. It's too much for me to learn. Southwark University is growing despite the odds against it, and the students are on a path to succeed. I'm so goddamn proud of my accomplishments that I'm predicting a greater year this year than last year. It's only 3 months old, so shit, I can predict. Those of you who are on the fence, you know, waiting for results, stay there. Don't come off. I want the dudes who don't choose to wait on shit. I want the motherfucking ones who are willing to go get it. That's why we the go-getters at Southwark University. We actively pursue what the fuck we want. We don't wait to learn. We race to learn. That's why we are who we are. If you wanted to engage in higher education, wouldn't you need to qualify to enjoy that fucking education you're looking for? You can't have or get higher education simply because you want it. This is not simply a group that I fuck with. This is an institution to further your understanding of the information you gonna gain from the course that you paid for. Stop cheating yourself and start treating yourself. We all have problems. I have them too. The difference between you and me, or you and the next guy, is how you gonna handle your fucking problem. Is it some backdoor shit, or is it head on? I've been in the woodshed, carving out a lot of informative ways to bring my thoughts to life. And we made a lot of progress. All my students and myself, we've made a lot of progress. And now you bona fide. You know, you're a worker for self-improvement. And all men have toolboxes. And your confidence and my shows are keeping your toolbox pristine. But where are your tools? What tool do you use when you're at a fucking stoplight and you see somebody who interests you? Or what tool do you use when you're at the motor vehicle department and you see some motherfucker you supposed to be getting your license renewed, but you actually getting some new action? Right, see, Right now, I have a few tools for you to use, 66. But believe me, there's going to be three times as many tools when I get finished doing what I'm doing. All chalk, full of game, full of this abadabra. If I were you, I'd take advantage of the sale that I'd be having, you know, which, you know, I really haven't been having this sale, but I'm going back to a 950 and 1200. 950 for all the conversation tools, 1290. I think it's 1200, it might be 1250 for all the fucking mentality tools. But it's up to you to get it. They ain't gonna stay at this price. They just not. You know, if you don't want it, then you don't want it. If you do want it, you do. I got shit representing yourself, getting results now. I mean, just a lot of shit. Challenges come in all forms. Shit. I remember when it was a challenge for me to even consider living on a budget. Why would some dude like me at the time want to be budgeting? Shit, if it didn't cost enough, I didn't even want it. Me and Tay used to go to Beverly Hills and pay $75 for silk t-shirts in all colors. But that was then. Now if I want a t-shirt, you know, I can go get what Reverend Joe was going to get. Excuse me. Sorry.
Hey, what's up? I'm doing a video, nigga.
What are you talking about? Shut up, nigga. Hey, that's my nigga Tate coming in here fucking with me. Come on, nigga. Come on back here. Come on back here, nigga. These niggas, they want to hear what the fuck you got to say, nigga. Hey, I'm talking about the truth. You know, the answer is... And then I give them blah, blah, blah. But what you think, nigga, about this? Hey, you guys, this nigga just came in here. So we ain't gonna motherfucking judge what the fuck he be saying because he ain't really on this conversation. But he finna say something. Come on, nigga. Hey, what's going on? Y'all say, Bud, so y'all talking about the truth. Hey, best I can say is that, man, y'all looking at the truth right here, man. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, double dose, motherfucker.
Can't be no truer than this truth right here. You know what I'm saying? You don't have no doubt about it.
Hey, I'm talking about 50 years competing. So, like, damn, I'm going to tell on you, nigga. So I go out. The other day, you know, I was stacking my little dog, so I went out and get me a car. I was going with my dog out.
Nigga, I got this here for me.
Man, I go home. In the next day, my car is a 2015. This nigga go get a 2022. The next morning. Nigga couldn't go to sleep with me having
a... Hey, you know I can't let this nigga outdo me. You know what I'm saying? I'm saying. Hey, 50 motherfucking years of competition. I couldn't let this nigga outride me. I'm like, fuck this shit. This nigga about 2015. I had to go get brand new 2022.
Hey, fuck you, bud. Hey, and the nigga can say it in my face. Right, man? Hey, that's what we do. We've been doing it 50 motherfucking years, and we go keep doing it until they throw that last shovel of dirt on us, nigga. Hey, man, you gonna have to come back or something, man.
I gotta come back. Hey, man, I need you to send $100 to my Cash App.
But
when you finish.
Wait, but I can't do it because my car,
I killed my car yesterday. Man, I got the money. Well, you got the money.
Yeah, I got the money. I just wanted it in my, on my bank. This way I get, now I got to go to the bank.
Nigga, you got to go because, man, somebody used my car. I had to kill that motherfucker. And then I had to get the money. I had to go to the bank, get some money out of the bank. So the car is dead. I got to use cash. You know, I'll never use cash, man. Hey, nigga, but come back. All nigga.
Right, all right.
All come right. back, nigga.
All right, so.
All right, man. Say they love that what the fuck you just said, nigga. If you want the truth, you got it.
All right, not that. Be cool.
Hey, so you guys probably don't even understand the power in what the fuck you just seen. I'm serious. Competition is what keeps you alive. If you ain't got no motherfucker to compete against, you ain't doing shit. That motherfucker say, nigga. He said, man, that motherfucker is nice, bud. God damn. I thought that nigga just thought my car was nice. That nigga said, shit. I'm gonna go get the next morning. If that ain't some shit, kid. So, hey, we almost 80. We almost 80 years old, and we acting like some fucking kids. What if that nigga couldn't have got his car? He had been fucked up in his head. Hey, I got the Piambo, man. It's a 15, but it's like the platinum SRX. That motherfucker cold blooded. It's platinum. They got air goddamn. My nigga, it got him a fucking 2022. If it don't have whatever, the steel battery, my God, is new. I hate that nigga. I hate that nigga. Oh, shit. And I'm telling you, me and this nigga used to go to Beverly Hills, man, and buy whatever the fuck. And just so he, you know, I wouldn't have it and he didn't I wouldn't have it and he didn't have it. We used to buy every color of whatever the fuck it was. Shit. But, you know, that was it. You know, accepting, you know, challenges. That's what you have to do in life. You have to be challenged or you ain't doing shit or you're not looking for shit. And it was a challenge for a long time for me to accept the realness of what I was doing because, you know, I ain't gonna pretend. I knew that. But I just couldn't believe how I was living was just really, really, really me. Until I started fucking with a bunch of people that lived like that. And that's when me and that motherfucking Tay got so tight. You know, accepting that challenge made me think of ways I could display to all of my quality and my quantity of the man I am. And I never would have thought to do this shit if I wouldn't have started fucking with a nigga that thought he was a motherfucker. I knew I was a motherfucker, but I was not the kind of motherfucker I was to become. If I would have not accepted to be the challenge of trying to become a Hollywood motherfucker, I never could have accepted the challenge of becoming a motherfucker in the square life I live now. So you guys may not have been fortunate enough to have met me years ago, but by now, I probably, you know, if that's the case, would have sank into the pits of what, you know, most dudes who leave the game have. And that's to remember shit. I don't want to be remembering shit. I don't want to remember a goddamn thing. I don't want to be sitting up there, man, remember when this, remember that day we went up there? Man, fuck that. I want to, man, we went over there yesterday. Well, I want to do something now. Paving a new road for me gives me new horizons. New horizons to a reach, and reaching them motherfuckers give me new fucking memories to have and speak of. So my memories are still current, and they're not memories. This, all from accepting a small yet big challenge in my life many years ago. I've had holes about, I don't know, a bunch of bitches in the last year that come around me, and they want to hang with me for whatever motherfucking reason from time to time, and then they see I ain't trying to fall in love and shit like no square-ass motherfucking nigga, and I sure ain't trying to get played out of my paper. So what you here for? Now, I got girlfriends. I don't fucking want no goddamn woman being up around me. Let me have like 15 girlfriends. Shit. I got a whole bunch of pussy to fuck. Then I got a whole bunch of shit to do with all them goddamn bitches. And I ain't like y'all, man. I don't give a fuck what you think about me spending money. Bitch, I will spend $100 or $200 on some motherfucking dinner. Shit. I don't care. I'm spending on a show. I'm living my life. I ain't trying to have charge of no bitch. Nigga, show ain't buying no pussy, but if you want to call that bad pussy, do it. I know when I was a motherfucking pimp, I know Cricket, Marshall Johnson, all them motherfuckers, JJ, all them motherfuckers, nigga, man, I can't wait till I can afford to be a trick. We thought they was crazy. Man, what the fuck are you talking about? You can't, he didn't say he wanted to be a trick. Motherfucker said he can't wait till he can afford to be a motherfucking trick. That's having paper. That's having money to do things that to establish the way you want to do things. And that's that. So, I'm just saying, what's the best thing I can do with the motherfucking next bitch that fuck with me? I mean, I just run like hell. I'll be trying to get away from hoes. If you're looking for me, I wonder if you know what you seek. You know, I pimp on hoes. I slam Rolls Royce clothes. All I wear is tailor-made clothes. I got diamonds dripping from everywhere. And a nigga got an attitude. I don't care. The heaviest thing I lift is what that goddamn bitch earned. And the hardest thing I do is bust a motherfucking U-turn because I'm a pimp. In every way, you say you pimping, that's what your mouth say. I pimped on hoes like it just didn't matter. Serve game to them bitches from a patent-plated platter. The pimping Hall of Fame is my destiny. The straight game is my only tool, you see? Charging bitches has been the way of life, and I'd be damned if I didn't do it right. I pimp against all adversity. And I graduated from Sidewalk University. Earned myself a PhD. Cause I pimp hoes daily. If you the kind of hoe that won't go to class, you gonna have a pimp putting your ass. You know what time it is, hoe. So stop y'all tripping. You love this game. That's why you got with this pimping. 24-7, I'm serving your ass some game, and now you sprung on me like a rock cocaine. And after I school you into a fucking vet, I'ma drop your ass off on Sunset. I'm the ultimate man with the ultimate plan. If you listen to me, ho, you gonna be not the palm of my motherfucking hand. Ha-ha! Cause I'm a pimp at heart. But I ain't sending hoes no more. Hey, fuck with me if you want to. Any kind of way you want to. Why is this motherfucker? Get with me for next semester. But don't think it's going to be $750. It's going to be $1,000. And then the next semester is going to be $1,250. And then the next semester, which is going to be around New Year's, it's going to be $1,500. And I did what I said. I lowered it to $500, and I incrementally raised it back up to $1,500. So it's on you because you got into it when you did, or at the full price or at the less price, whatever. Because I sure did what I said. I'm gone.
What's going on, man?
What's up?
I had a quick question for you, man. What is the game about truth? You know what I'm saying? Like, broken down
into,
like,
what is the game about, man?
Broken down into its simplest form, what is the game
about? The game is about you putting in action the plan the way you think so that you can have some money. And it don't have to be legal.
I'm sorry, say that again.
It's the way you put in action to get yourself whatever it is you want according to how you think. That's the game. And you don't, it don't have to be legal. It could be illegal, but you don't want to go to jail and none of that goddamn shit. But what I'm saying is that's it. Doing what your plan is, executing your plan.
Okay, so it's about...
All right, I'm gone, you guys. I ain't gonna answer that bullshit.